The new labor policy means that construction companies that receive Niagara County IDA incentives will have to recruit at least 90% of their workforce from counties in western New York. IDA board member Steve Brady says the policy makes sure that county residents directly benefit from the work being done in their neighborhood.
Obviously, we want them to look at Niagara first, but that includes Niagara, Erie, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, Allegheny, Wyoming, Genesee, and Orleans counties.
Developers will also be required to submit quarterly reports on where workers live. There will also be a system of spot checks to ensure they meet the requirements until the job's over. Brady says that shouldn't impede development.
There are some exceptions that would be allowed, particularly in the instance if someone's installing a piece of equipment that requires very specialized knowledge to install, or perhaps might void a warranty. If it's not done by whoever manufactured that piece of equipment, the project applicant could apply for a waiver in those circumstances.
Rochester Institute of Technology economics professor Amit Badabil says the strategy has good intentions, but it doesn't take into account the skill level of the available workforce.
The problem with this kind of policy is it doesn't pay any attention to necessarily hiring the most qualified people. What if the most qualified construction workers happen to be outside the 8-county area? Then do we not hire them and hire less qualified people just because of where they are resident?
But president of the Buffalo Building Trades Council, Paul Brown, disagrees.
Workers locally are really, really highly trained, and skill-wise, there's nobody that is better than workers here.
And Lockport Mayor Michael Tucker says he believes the policy is a win-win for everyone. He says it will keep much-needed jobs in the area and stop money from leaving upstate New York. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for the Innovation Trail.